Time now for your comments. We reported last week on a study by the Gates Foundation saying many high school dropouts cite boredom as a reason for leaving school. That prompted this email from a teacher at an alternative school. Shelley Parks of Pontiac, Michigan writes, "Nearly all of our students will tell you that they were bored or too smart for their other schools. However, actually researching these claims tends to turn up that they were often unable to multiply, divide, or write a simple, coherent sentence." Brian Hopewell of Falmouth, Massachusetts has a different take. "I can just hear millions of high school students responding with the collective, duh, to your report about students dropping out because of boredom. Many of the dropouts could and should be going to college at 16. I did myself and haven't been bored for a minute since I left in 1973. And a correction, in a February 27th report on a silent movie theater here in Los Angeles, we mentioned that Douglas Fairbanks Jr. was a star of the silent film era. While he did act in several silent films, it was his dad, Douglas Fairbanks Sr., who was the silent star, wowing audiences in films like Say, Young Fellow and Knickerbocker Buckaroo. And last week, we aired a story in our series on America's one-room schoolhouses, in this case, one that just shut down on the island of Maui. And a few of you, with careful ears for detail, objected to our description of the young students' drawings of seagulls hanging on the walls of the now-shuttered school. Karen Snow of Medford, New Jersey writes, "Being a bird watcher who grew up on Hawaii, I would like to correct the notion that there are gulls on Hawaii. The birds in the children's drawings might have been tropic birds or boobies." We turn to a Hawaiian ornithologist to get it straight. Here's Bob Pyle of the Hawaiian Audubon Society.
Seagulls are not a regular part of our bird life here, but they do come, a few of them, stragglers. More likely boobies. If he's drawing them flying, it would tend to look like a gull. I would look at the bill and see what kind of a bill the child put on his picture. But I would suggest that they probably did not see enough gulls in the wild in life to think about drawing them.
Ornithologist Bob Pyle. And if you hear something that ruffles your feathers, let us know. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.